look at the movie The Burial. It is really, really informative.
What is it?
Show you The Burial.
I saw the movie Danny.
The Burial. It's called Danny Fox.
Yes.
Please, please check it out.
It's awesome, really good, man.
Okay.
He did such an awesome job about a true story about Willie Garrett, a billionaire.
Wasn't Jimmy Fox an attorney in The Burial?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Yes.
Okay. I think I saw something about that, but I haven't taken the time to look at it. Yes.
I saw it last week.
It's really good, man. It shows some perspectives about what a real powerful man that bought up all of the funeral homes.
Okay.
Mortuary.
His aim was to buy and monopolize all of that. And then he did a deal with the Baptist Church.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The National Baptist Church did an underhand deal. But look at the movie. And you'll understand how deception plays such a great part in our society today.
Wow.
And there was racism involved in that, too.
And now, is this based on a true story?
Yeah, it is.
You say it is?
You know who Willie Garrett, his name is Willie Garrett, and he's a billionaire that was in ambulance driver stuff, you know what I mean? That type attorney, but he took on a case. You got to see the movie. I don't want to give it away to you.
Okay.
Because
that's the movie Jamie Foxx was working on before he went to the hospital, and it came out after the fact. That's the same movie, and it's based on a lot of dialogue, but also it has different venues in that movie, Danny, that brings out the same things that are happening today.
That we're talking about.
Contracts weren't honored or anything like that. They were taken for their money.
And I must see that. Now, is that in the movie theaters now? Is it in
It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram or whatever.
Okay.
Video or one of the TV platforms.
Netflix or something
Amazon
else.
Plus,
okay.
Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to get away from, I was trying to get out of the house, get out of the studio. I was hoping. It was at the movie theater. Well, we only have a few minutes left. What a great show. And I'm going to let you, and then Dr. Sims. I'm just going around the panel. And guys, you can give your final thoughts, but I thoroughly enjoyed this. And this, I think what we are showing right now and exhibiting is what it means to have a conversation. And I find out this is the thing that's lacking. We don't have to agree. I tell Mike all the time, I don't want you to agree with me. I do not want yes people on this panel. Absolutely not. Disagree with me, you know, and then we're going to have a discussion. Okay. I'm going to be right, but that's okay.
Oh, my God. since you said me first, I think that's kind of the problem. We cannot agree. The Bible says, how can two people walk together unless they agree? That's where the breakdown is. You have people in Congress, they talk every day.
Wow.
And it's one side talking a language that the other side doesn't understand.
That is so true. That is so true.
On one hand, you know, you've got the Democrats who don't understand QAnon, MAGA, white supremacy, Christian nationalist type of politics bleeding in to what's supposed to be a job where they serve the people of the country. And then on the other hand, you have the Republicans who don't understand, or rather don't want to hear anything that the Democrats have to say, because they didn't quote something from Fox News or QAnon, or it's not something that's going to relate to infringing on somebody's right to speech, somebody's right to have an abortion if they want to, or whatever the case may be. So you literally have almost two separate languages being spoken.
And nobody understands one another.
They don't understand each other. The thing about it is they don't want
or don't want to
understand.
Yeah.
And I'll be perfectly honest. I don't want to understand the mind of a Republican. That's a scary place to be. It's something wrong with those people. Fundamentally, I get that a lot of this has to do with what the man was talking about in the video that you played, and that it has a lot to do with really wrong ideas about white supremacy, race, and so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
That are the foundation of what, unfortunately, this country was initially founded on and has perpetuated even to this day. The good news is that we've also been working to make changes. And I think, you know, this integrated panel is a byproduct of that. We just have way too many people left over from that, what we hope to one day be a bygone era. Mm-hmm. Where racism doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
White supremacy doesn't exist. But unfortunately, there are way too many people who still want that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are literally a huge part of the problem, because they keep elevating the Marjorie Taylor Greens. They keep elevating the McCarthy's, the
Jim Jordan's, Matt Gaetz,
almost called
Paul Gosar.
Right. They are voting those people in because they are like-minded individuals. And until the mindset changes of the masses, meaning the people who vote, then you're going to continue to have the same issues
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again.
Right. You know, I agree with that. Just like Mike said, the masses are the asses because we do not do our homework. And there's one thing I want to address, and I want to, Dr. Sims, you get a word, and Dr. Demery and Mike, is that I'm going to push back a little bit, and I'm going to go back to my same premise. And I understand from the panel, yeah, it's a combination of things. But those combinations of things are things that were birthed out of my original argument. You know, not so much an argument, but an argument is that money is the problem. And I'm going to prove this right now. Dr. Demery, Deacon Danny Tisdale, and Wooten Taylor. And I'm like, Mike, I'm not as well read with the Bible as you are. And you guys, scholastically speaking, are more versed in the Bible than I am. And correct me if I say this wrong. Money is the root. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what the root is. Okay, come on now. You know what the root is? The root of all evil. Racism, hatred, huh? The love of money. I'm sorry. The love of money. Am I stating this correctly?
Now you're getting on point. The love of money.
The love of money is the root of, I stand corrected. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil, then these other things like hatred, bigotry, greed, corruption, all these things, they grew out of that. But the basic thing is, with racism, money is the common denominator. I'm going to stand on that. Because if you listen to that video, which I totally agree with, the man was saying that these rich white people figured, look, we've got to do something to keep our wealth and trick these other people down here to do our dirty work for us so we can keep what we got. Mm-hmm. But that's
it's
what
not just keeping. It's not just keeping what you got. They want what they've got
and more.
They want yours too.
They want yours.
Okay.
Want,
yeah.
And that's the love of money. And yeah. Racism is right up there, and that is a product of this hatred of this devious thing, and all of that comes from the love of money, Dr. Sims, mm-hmm. then Dr. Jones.
You're right.
I believe that, and I hear Ann, and I am with you 100%, Ann, with, and my take on, I'm a neutral party, and I become that because of the views of folks being dishonest. And yeah. I have to talk about the dishonesty because I looked up something and I was trying to formulate it. What does dishonesty cause? Even in a community, a church, among family, among, and it's going, it's crazy because, the author of Liars, A Lie, he's running rampage and we know who that is.
Ooh.
He's a liar and he paints good pictures, but he's a liar. And so dishonesty causes untimely death and of innocent citizens.
Doesn't it?
Low standards of education, hardship in life, and most members of the society. Election of corrupt leaders. Frustration of poverty caused by fraudulent individuals. Mm-hmm. The dent on the national image. Dishonesty causes delusional pictures to be painted. And I think that we as, and I'm going to go to the church on this, because we got some, and I have to say this, and yes, Dr. Sims, you're always in the church, but it is what it is. It's been proven more than one time. If you get some of these fraudulent jacklegs that are, who are living fraudulent lives,
she's making up words everywhere.
Knowledge and the word of God. And I'm not saying everybody. I am sick of delusional pictures painted that God did not plan. And so we've got to stop that because you're having a people walk away who are confused and they are dying and they are sick. And I'm not saying everybody, but a spade is a spade. And Dr. Demery talked about the revelations. I believe some of the seals have been opened because of what's going on here. And they are carried away by the lust of their own flesh. You talk about the love of money. God says also, money answers all things. However, yes. Answering all things, you're not supposed to love it so that you will stab your sister in the back.
Right. That's my point.
Cause poverty and set yourself up as gods. That is not godlike.
That's my point.
We did not call for that. You're immoral. You got immorality in the White House to the outhouse. That's including the church. Stop by the church because God's going to deal with the houses of prayer first.
Because
Lord.
Sin in the house. And if you've got sin in the house, where else is it? It's in the White House. They have less morals. They can sit there and suck on a toothpick all day long. And say, this is the way it's going to be. And a lot of people don't like to hear this kind of talk. But I am a realist. It is what it is. I am no longer going to be blinded by conversation is good, but reality is best. When you see what is going on, just like the schools don't want to teach history, they'll teach about Napoleon. But if my children have a right, some children said, I have a right to know what's true. If it's still going up, then why can't you tell me why? You see?
Right.
And so my thing is, let's deal with moral. Let's get with the moral. Put down the swords, White House. Put down your axes and your guns and go to the table and work as a unit together. That's what's going to happen. And be honest and stop being deceiving because honesty will get you everywhere with God.
Yes. The only thing that I have to add to what you were saying, Dr. Sims, is that I want you to be yourself. Bring out CC's Kitchen in you on you. That comes on Thursdays at 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And if you think that you're hearing a little fire here now, you need to tune in to listen to Dr. Sims. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Cece on Thursdays, all right? She has multiple personalities, but that's okay, too.
I don't have multiple personalities. Stop saying that. That makes me feel like I'm schizophrenic.
No, you're feeling better, so I just had to get in a little one, a little jab on you. Hey, you know I love you, girl. Hey, stop playing. Yes, stop playing. Okay. All right. But
she's not playing,
one thing,
William.
Mike, stay out of this. You're not helping the situation, Mike. You know that, don't you? Okay.
That's what I do best.
I know that. He likes stirring. You need to have Mike on your show one day because he likes stirring up stuff, too.
I need some of Dr. Sims' medicine, that Act-Right stuff he takes.
Yeah.
You got to take some of that Act-Right.
The Act-Right stuff.
I don't take it anymore. I shipped it back. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, it's been a whole lot of fun. Dr. Demery. Okay. And Dr. Sims, the only thing that I have to say is that one thing we want to report is the fact is that the White House is not advocating for guns. White House is not advocating for violence. You look at your Congress. Look at Congress. You've got the Congress, you got the Senate, and then you have the White House also. And I will tell you, the White House, if Biden had his way, he would ban all assault weapons. So
I'm not talking about natural guns. I'm talking about spiritually infinite.
Well, guess what? Then let's talk about the Congress, because I see more. Now, this is my view, and anybody else can jump if you want. We're already over. So anyway, my view is more rhetoric is coming out of that Congress, especially on the Republican side, as far as advocating for guns, violence. They want to take away your Social Security. They want to take care of your Medicare. I'm not going to get back into that today, but look at who is who. Okay? And I'm going to go back to something else right now. Remember, when President Obama was in office, Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, says, I don't care what this man proposes, even if it's in the best interest of our country, we are going to oppose it. And he got many things done anyway in spite of that. We got to look at who's who. I'm not saying that all the Democrats are angels. That would be stupid to say. But I'm just saying, right, where is the dangerous rhetoric coming from right now? Okay? I don't hear about a doggone laptop. I don't want to hear about Biden's dog. What's the dog's name? I don't care about none of that. The point that I'm getting at, you got to call out who's whose. Let's call a spade a spade. If a Democrat does something bad, get rid of them. Lock them up. I don't care. I'm not partisan that way. But I'm just looking at what I am seeing right now, because I follow this stuff every day. Sometimes I have to cut off the TV because I follow this stuff and then I'll also do my research behind that. And I challenge anyone, okay, if you got a fact that disputes if you have a real fact that disputes what I'm saying, bring it. I'm telling you what I know. Okay? Dr. Demery.
I want to address, because I really do understand, because I try to be objective in my thinking, and because I was trained, you know, to be a theologian. I wasn't trained as a therapist. I wasn't trained like some of you all are trained. Here is just to address where Mike was coming from, because I really do understand where he's coming from. When he said that when Trump was in office, you know, there was lower gas prices, the taxes were lower and all that kind of stuff. But I want him to think for a minute and the panel to think for a moment that when Hitler came into power, the German economy was in shambles.
Yes.
Hitler came into power and he started rebuilding Germany. The economy was better. Money was more valued. So you have to look at the process, how things develop by who the leader is. not so much because gas prices are lower or taxes are better or you're not being taxed as much. That's one issue. Now, the other issue is this. In seminary, I think I'm the only one on the panel that's been to seminary. We had to take classes in an area of study called the problem of evil. William has had shows where we've dealt with the problem of evil. Epistemology is one of the studies of the problem of evil. And I think all of what we're talking about, you guys were mentioning money and this and that and the other. The problem is not with the money. The problem is evil because people tend to reduce themselves back to their animal nature. I'll end with this because I know, William, you probably want to have a couple of final comments. And I said this before, I think even when we had the show when William talked about the issue with evil. Albert Einstein, I read one of his books, and he said, which I think is so true, he said we spend 80% of our life force, 80% of our sinew, our ethos, all that makes up who we are, suppressing our animal nature. Mm. That may be anger, that may be something that triggers you. Everyone on this panel has something that triggers you, and it can cause you to react in certain kinds of ways. I don't care who you are. And right. So the thing is, when you're spending 80% of your life force suppressing your animal nature, it says a lot about who you are, and it says a lot about where you spend your energy and what you're doing. And if you allow the animal nature to overtake your suppression of it, and this is not getting into Freud and all those other guys that talked about the id, the ego, and the superego, it's surpassing that. That we, all of us on this panel, are subject to the problem of evil. And yeah. When you allow yourself to be overcome by it and succumb to it, you allow yourself to be controlled. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever, you're independent. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We have to allow ourselves to think a little more objectively and look at the fact of where the problem really is. Mm-hmm. And the problem is with evil. And we many times suppress our animal nature, but sometimes we revert back to it, and that's what causes hatred. That's what, because it's not about racism, you guys. We're all the same race. There's only one race.
That's a human race.
Human race. When we look at ourselves from a microscopic standpoint, we all have the same mitochondria. That's where DNA is developed from, deoxyribonucleic acid, which makes us up who we are, which develops our cells. We all have the same DNA. We're human beings. And we've allowed sociologists, mm-hmm. psychologists, and anthropologists to yep. develop race. There's no such thing as race. We're all the same race. We're all part of the same being. But when we succumb to evil, that's what allows us to get messed up. I'm through. Thank you.
Well said. I have no what I would like to say, though, is that I understand Mike was talking about gas prices, but I will get back to what you were saying, Dr. Dimon, because really what you said was just so on point, and I think you've taught the world a lot through that last presentation you gave. One thing about it, though, when Trump took office, okay, he didn't bring down gas prices. Again, President Obama rebuilt the economy after Bush destroyed it. Trump came in on a wave. Guys, don't take my word for it. We don't have a whole lot of time to debate it, but just look it up for yourself. Please check it out. I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. If anybody comes with something, some facts that are going to disprove that, let me know. Now, fast forward to today. All right. The economy itself is in better shape it was before Biden took over. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole dynamic of it or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, and like we said before, each president takes on whatever successes that happen under their leadership. That happens. I understand all of that. Oh, man, we're almost out of time. Mike, brother, then Ann, real quick.
Yeah, let me get in there. I'm going to be a little doom and gloom here because, like Dr. Demery has prophesied or spoken about the Bible, and I think Dr. Sims also talked about the nature of man and the evil that exists that will probably always exist. So I'm going to be a little doom and gloom here because I don't think anyone on this panel is going to see things change dramatically in our lifetime. Because I think there's a certain nature of mankind. And that nature is, there's a bigger picture here rather than just race. It's well beyond just race. You have, people trying to stand on the necks of their brothers and making up reasons to do so. You have politics, you have, the grab for land, which we're seeing in the Middle East currently. You have race is used as a hammer. You have religion. You see all these things put into play, because of the nature of mankind from the time that we stood upright. And again, I don't see in our lifetime things changing that dramatically. You have pack dog mentality where people will align themselves with other people because of the same, beliefs. So you got pack dog mentality. It's a cancer. It's a cancer on society and mankind. You have people that vote and think with emotion rather than logic and facts. God don't like ugly, and we should all try not to be ugly. So that's my take on all of this. Is like, wow. I don't see it getting better. In fact, I think Dr. Demery and Dr. Sims are both correct that there's certain things, biblically speaking, that are in play, and I'm not sure we can change it or rectify it. So thank you, William. Thanks, everyone.
No,
on the
no problem.
Love you,
man,
guys.
Yeah, we almost out of time. Danny, any final thoughts?
No, I've said enough tonight. I just enjoyed the conversation and respect the opinions of all on the panel.
Yeah, it's well said, and so do I, too, because, folks, how are we going to figure anything out? And so aptly put, you know, we need to come to a point of agreement to get things done. Because if you have this divide the way we have right now, and just like, well, our own Congress is testimony to that, and one side fighting the other, and then who suffers? The people that put these people there. So I think that we need, as a society, need to do a better job of selecting the people that we send and pay them $178,000 a year each. And there's over 435 of them up there. That's a lot of money.
Get rid of all of them.
That's a lot. And then you
get rid of all of them.
We save a lot of money, wouldn't we? Because they aren't doing anything anyway. And last take.
No, they are doing something, William. They're harming us.
Yeah, true. And?
Well, I just want to remind everybody to tune in next Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show hosted by yours truly. And then stay tuned right after that for the Teens Talk Truth radio show hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. And they'll be talking about hot topics affecting teens in our society today. And you don't want to miss it because there's no telling what they're going to say.
That is so true. Hey, guys. Hey, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed this. And I hope our audience enjoyed it as much as I have and hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And so thank you so much for your time, because you could be doing something else, but you take time to come out and give some information, educate and inspire, hopefully inspire our audience. And the thing that I hope everyone got out of this, get out and vote. Mm-hmm. Yes. Get out and vote. Okay.
Think for yourself. Do some research. And don't vote emotionally. Vote with some logic.
Exactly.
That is true. That's true. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this song by Diana Krall. Walk on by. If you ain't gonna, get, if you're not gonna do the right
another
thing.
One that you stole from me.
I did.
It steals all my music.
Okay.
Yep. I did it.
Night, everybody.
Hey, good night, everyone.